gone.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Good evening. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. Just a reminder that Joe Girardi is a whiny little punk. Just remember that. Hey, I want to tell you about a ghost Stever we have going right now. It's on Barcom Security. $500 towards the security system. Have Barcom give you peace of mind. Stevie J will give you $500 towards whatever system you'd like. Many times that'll be enough for a basic alarm system at your house. An alarm system gives you peace of mind and serves as a deterrent when the would-be bad guys see an alarm system, kind of like Joe Girardi. They tend to go to another house. Or if you currently have an alarm system and want a company that answers their phone with a real person, use the $500 from Stevie J to upgrade your panel and add cameras. If interested, text BARCOM to 217-359-2255. That is BARCOM, BARCOM, to 217-359-2255. Two winners will be selected. Lindy said we need to pick up Jimmer. I am all about picking up Jimmer Fredette. If I only had a guy I could talk to.
Is the transfer portal still open?
Let's ask.
It's always open.
Let's ask Mike LaTulip. Jimmer Fredette basically paid for a hotel one night in Vegas for me after what he did in the NCAA tournament for BYU. We got to get Jimmer Fredette. I'm kidding. Mike LaTulip, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. I don't know that we need Jimmer Fredette, to be honest with you, on this thing. We were talking about your House of Pain. It is, the roster's full, and the schedule's been announced. How excited right now on June 23rd is Mike LaTulip?
Pretty excited. I think it's nice to have a little bit of finality to the roster, and there's just a lot that goes into it, trying to juggle these guys' schedules and what agents are saying and, you know, what it says in their contract. Can they play? Can they not play? NBA Summer League, all that stuff. So, you know, to be able to piece it together, it's like every year you think it's going to get easier. You know, last year, I actually think between last year and this year, as crazy as it sounds, you know, it was probably 10 times harder this year.
Wow.
Just because you got to think last year in year one, the pandemic kind of aided that, where people came home and there just wasn't really much else going on. And you could start having those conversations earlier, and people knew their schedule a little bit more because leagues were canceled. And now, I mean, you know, for a lot of these teams overseas, what they were trying to do is make up for lost time. And a lot of these players, a lot of the guys that are on our team had these extended seasons.
Sure.
I mean, Brandon Paul got done in Australia June 8th, which is just really unique. And they don't typically go that long. So all these conversations, you know, sometimes get prolonged. And but at the same time, you're trying to piece together the roster and have plan A, plan B, plan C. If this guy can go, okay, great. But if he can't, you know, who we get.
Yep.
And, you know, it's never ending, Lon.
Mike, I know we had you on maybe month and a half ago talking about getting the Dominator back and how big that was. Obviously, Dre and coming off a really good season in Spain. Revonte Rice, you were going to have last year and then you had to go back overseas, but he'll be with you now. But you mentioned his name already, Brandon Paul, to get him on the right side back in the orange and blue.
Yes.
Talk me through that process of being able to sway him and get him wearing the right colors again, and how big is that to have him on your roster?
well, first things first, it's huge. You know, but even just going back to last year, I mean, obviously he chose to play for Team Hines, and I think what people don't understand is in the moment when he made that decision, the Team Hines roster looked a lot different than the Team Hines roster that, that started out there for the game. So, I mean, Nick Kalathis is one of the best point guards in all of Europe, and he was on the roster. Kyle Hines is a four-time EuroLeague champion, and he was on the roster. Marcus Dedmon was another guy that went to Mizzou but was Brandon's teammate in China. So there was a lot of familiarity, and it was a really good opportunity for Brandon. And those are the hurdles. You know, I talk about the hurdles in year one of trying to, you know, convince people to come onto the team, but I was very aware of the fact that a lot of people just needed to see it first, whether that's players, fans, whoever, like they need to just see it first. And I think after what we were able to do last year, you know, I think it went a long way with Brandon and being able to say, hey, you know, this is a team that I want to join this year. But I'm also really happy that he played in the TBT last year. I know it wasn't for us, but my biggest thing with Brandon over the years was, man, would he even play in this tournament?
Right.
Like I always thought that was going to be the biggest hurdle. And the fact that he played in it last year, he played really well. You know, I think that went a long way for him wanting to come back and play again this year, obviously with us. And I think he got a chance to see some of the guys on the team last year, whether that's Mike Dom or Andres Feliz. You know, he knows Ravante as well. You know, Dimitri McCamey. And I think we tried to build this roster in a way that complements these guys' style of play. But even adding a guy like Juice Thompson is a guy that Brandon's known since he was in seventh grade. And it's funny, and we can dive into the rest of the roster, but I guess sticking with Brandon, you know, him and I had a conversation. You know, there was interest on his end, but him and I were just keeping in touch throughout his season. And, you know, his season ended June 8th, like I mentioned. He went on a quick trip to the Gold Coast in Australia. And then he and I were really going to get on the phone and dig into this. But, man, it went a long way with, you know, his reception to it. And not just, hey, yeah, I'm playing. I'll see you at the tournament. Like, he really wants to be involved with, hey, who do we got on the roster? You know, how are we going to game plan? Like, he's super involved with it, which is awesome. We can have arguably your best player be the guy that is kind of helping lead the charge from a player standpoint. I think it goes a long way. And then even a guy like Mike Dom, who was just texting me nonstop, is Brandon going to play? Is BP3 going to play? Is he going to play? So you have a guy like that who looks up to Brandon and is really, really excited to play with him. And you have a lot of guys on the team that respect what Brandon's done in his career. And he's had such a, you know, obviously an illustrious Illinois career, but he's played at the highest levels that basketball has to offer, whether that's the NBA or the EuroLeague. You know, he's played well. So, you know, the fact that he's a House of Pain member this year, we're obviously ecstatic about it.
Mike, you probably know this already, but we're a little obsessive when it comes to our TBT.
Yes, we are.
It's a big credit to you guys for what you put on display last year, but we're scribbling notes here, starting fives and lineup combinations. And I see Felice, BP3, Ravante, and you can throw Dimitri in there as well, just big physical guards. I mean, how big of a staple is that? And what comes from that in your mind as a coach to have those combinations and what those guys bring to the table, just a physicality and a presence about them, really at both ends of the floor?
Yeah, I think it's the biggest thing about this tournament. At times it can be a very guard-heavy tournament. And if you could have guards on your team that are multifaceted and versatile, and a lot of these guys are. I mean, you talk about Dimitri's a guy who can shoot the ball. He can facilitate it with the best of them. Brandon's obviously an unbelievable scorer. You know, Brandon was tremendous in ball screen situations this year over in Australia. And Ravante is another guy that, you know, I guess the facilitation aspect wasn't necessarily his calling card because he was dependent on a lot to score the ball when he was, you know, at Illinois. But even in Japan this year, I mean, he's averaging about 20 points a game. And, you know, he's another guy that was incredible in ball screen situations and making reads. And the more guys that you can have that can make those types of reads and facilitate, because the way that I looked at it, when you're putting together this roster, if we're going to have more scorers on this team, we need to have more facilitators as well.
Sure.
And how can we position that to where guys, you know, instead of just having four scorers out there who can't facilitate, now how are you able to get guys the ball? And I think it sounds so simple. It's like, hey, you're just passing it to them. Well, are you passing it to them in the right spot? What's the timing like? Everything when you're delivering passes and when you're, you know, loading up to take a shot, all of its timing and the delivery of passes. And I always like to reference Steph Curry. And, you know, when you're watching that 2017 Golden State Warriors team, they all know exactly where he's going to be.
Yep.
And I think if you watch Steph Curry, you know that if he makes a pass as he's driving the baseline, he's coming out on either side after he makes that pass. And Draymond knows that. And then when you watch the Warriors this year, Kelly Oubre's new to the team. Andrew Wiggins hasn't played with Steph, and they can't make those reads. They don't know that Steph needs the ball in those spots, and but they started to pick up on that over the year, you know, as the year progressed, and I think too that it, you know, same type of thing with these guys is the more guys you can have on the team that understand where guys need to be successful throughout the offense, it's extremely important. And then you add a guy like Mike Dom, obviously, who can score with the best of them. But these guys, you know, the two other things that I'll mention is they're all good defenders. Physical, long. I mean, Brandon's 6'4 with a 6'11 wingspan. Rivante is obviously extremely physical. Dre is extremely physical. Juice is a pest. You know, Juice is a guy that if you watch him, he's playing in one of the top leagues in Europe this year. He's shooting 45% from three and almost seven assists a game. But the second the ball goes in the basket, he's face guarding the inbound, or the guy that's receiving the inbounds pass, and just, you know, always staying in a guy's back pocket. And, you know, the more that we can put those types of guys on the floor, the better. And the last component to that is all these guys, really, especially Rivante, specifically Rivante, BP and Dre are such great rebounders at their position. So it allows you to be able to play smaller. It allows you to put certain lineups out there where you don't have to worry about, you know, size and, hey, are we going to get beat up on the glass? So all those guys are, you know, are tremendous rebounders in their own right. And you know, that's what you get with great players. Like, they don't just bring one thing to the table. And that's what I really like about this roster is everybody kind of brings something different. And I think it's going to go a long way in helping us advance throughout the tournament.
I'm always learning something about basketball from Mike LaTulip, and when I hear him talk like that, I'm hoping that he's the House of Pain coach at least through this year and isn't coaching on some college roster. You're committed this year, Mike, so whatever you say, you're committed to this team. All right, I'm going to ask you your first tough question, and it's Mike LaTulip, sure, by the way, a head coach of House of Pain. Follow him on Twitter, @LaTulip_Mike. We all love him. And I don't even like to ask this question, but Laron Black didn't seem to add much last year. I think maybe an injury didn't help in that cause. You've got him back this year. What went into that, and what are you expecting, maybe kind of a redemption tour, if you will, from Laron Black?
Well, I think if you're sitting at home and you're watching the game and you're checking box scores, you may think that Laron Black's not adding much, but I really wish people had the opportunity to, you know, to be on the bench and see the energy that he gave in film room and at practice. I mean, if we ended up winning the tournament last year, you know, Laron Black deserved, you know, just as much money as everybody else, because wow. I'm not sure we would have advanced without him. I mean, he is the, how valuable it is to have a guy on the team who isn't playing as much, but is still just energetic, doesn't make it about him.
Yeah.
What that does is when you have other guys team that maybe, you know, just inherently are thinking about their own playing time and when they get subbed out, when you look over at Laron and see how happy he is despite having limited playing time, you're almost in your own mind like, well, what do I have to be upset about?
Good call.
And I think we had moments last year where, you know, people really did look to Laron as kind of that beacon of positivity, and I truly believe, I mean, if you're around Laron, he truly is a shirt off his back kind of guy, and you really, you can't have enough guys like that in your team.
Fair enough.
And there's another reason why LeBron was kind of a no-brainer for this team, you know, to come back, because when you're, I think when you put together a roster, everybody thinks, you know, hey, you got 10 guys on the team, and you want every single roster announcement to be like the hard-hitting, right, potent announcement, but that's just not how teams work. Like, yep. Teams, you need to have balance. You need to have guys that understand their roles, and you may have, you know, 6-7 guys that play heavy minutes, and if the 8th, 9th, and 10th guy are going to make it about themselves and be upset, like, you can't have that. So you need to be strategic in how you put together a roster and say, hey, when we look at, you know, our 8th, 9th, 10th guy on the roster, you know, are they going to be a problem? You know, and because all that goes into the experience. And when you have guys like Brandon Paul playing this year and Revonte Rice, like, we want these guys to come back year after year. And if you have guys on the team that are ruining it for everybody else, it spoils that experience and it makes guys less likely to come back. So that's the way we kind of construct this roster. But LeBron was a huge part of what we did last year, and he was a huge part of our success. You know, and then I think, yeah, obviously he was battling through a knee injury for one, and two, I don't even know how many people know this, but we got there in Columbus last year, and you had a 24-hour quarantine in your room.
Right.
Obviously, we couldn't see anybody. And LeBron, you know, some of his tests were inconclusive, and he had to stay in his room for an extra 3 days.
Wow.
So he only got to practice once with us before we took the floor on that 4th of July game against Fort Tampa. So I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, but he was such a trooper through all of it. That's just who he is. That's you know, he personifies selflessness, and like I said, I mean, he's just a guy that you'd want on your team regardless.
Yep. Mike LaTulip just dropped the mic.
That's what he there did. You go.
That's an excellent answer.
Mike,
excellent.
Want to ask you about the Illinois Regional, obviously over there in Peoria, yeah. And you look at the top, and Marquette, the defending champs, the one seed, you guys the two, you got Boeheim's Army, Oregon's alumni. Oregon just, I said earlier, they're always just popping up when it comes to Illinois. What's up with that?
Yeah, they are.
How early is too early as far as your scouting and what you're looking at? You got the Jackson underdogs in the 215. I'd love to see Bradley's alumni team, and they're in that 7-10 if they advance and you guys square off. But how much do you know about that region in general, and just how much you're diving into that already as we're sitting a month out?
Yeah, I think the selection show was Monday. We found out we had Jackson, and the preparation started Monday night. And, you know, you're watching, you know, luckily for a team like the Jackson, Tennessee underdogs, you know, it's a team that's been in the tournament before. So you have film on them. It's relatively the same team. Luckily for us this year, Jalen Barford is not playing for that team. And for those of you that don't know, I mean, Jalen Barford played at Arkansas, and he's probably one of the best TBT players that's come through. I mean, he's tremendous. He's big body, 6'5", 6'6". You know, can shoot it and score it. I mean, he was dropping 40 in the Jackson, Tennessee underdogs games a few years back in 2019, and helped him advance to, I think, the Sweet 16 in that tournament. They ended up losing to, or maybe that was the year before they lost to Jimmer Fredette's team. But Barford's playing with the Arkansas alumni team this year, so crisis averted there. But you look at the team in general, and, you know, the preparation start, like I said, started Monday night, and it's weird in these single elimination games where you see your path, right? You know, if we advance past Jackson, Tennessee underdogs, you got, you know, either Always a Brave or the Tubby Time team that's comprised of a lot of Tubby Smith old players. You know, and then you look at Boeheim's Army to potentially advance to Dayton. And I always say with this tournament, it can be so unpredictable. And when you have these first-year teams like we did last year, we snuck up on some teams. I mean, I look at Boeheim's Army's side. You know, their second game, if they win their first game and Murray State alumni team wins their first game, I mean, you're talking about a Murray State alumni team that has Isaiah Cannon. They have Shaq Buchanan. They also have Rasheed Suleiman from Duke. I mean, that's a really good team. So you
no
really
doubt.
Can't – I mean, it's really, really tough to come into these single elimination tournaments and say, okay, here's our path. If we win this game and that team wins this game, you really just have to handle your business and what's in front of you. And we know with the Jackson, Tennessee underdogs, like they're an older group. They're scrappy. They press you, they pressure you. So it's important for us to make sure that we have guys out there that are, that can take care of the ball and yep. that understand that, don't be shocked if you start the game, you have somebody pressing you full court, getting into you, trying to push back the initiation spots in your offense, 5-7 feet back. It's fun. This is what I love about it.
When right.
We find out our opponent, you can start diving into personnel and how do we want to guard this guy and how do we want to attack this element of their defense and all that stuff is, for anyone that's a basketball junkie, that's the really cool stuff there. But it's a tough regional. I think when you go top to bottom, there's a lot of first year teams in there, which can be good and bad at times. I'd say just having Marquette in there and Boeheim's Army, obviously we're up there. I think Oregon's going to have a really good team. Like I said, Murray State also, but the Jimmy D team is really good as well. There's just a ton of talent in this region. But luckily, your path is your path. There's 16 teams in the tournament, and we'll play three of those teams, if we're lucky enough to advance. So that's kind of what we're focused on.
This is going to be so fun. All right, last thing real quick. I just went to Ticketmaster on these tickets, and it says Illinois 2021 Regional All Sessions Pass. Tickets are sold out. Is that right?
Really?
Well, that's what it said. Now, listen, Lon and technology are always a couple of tricky things. But
Lon, you're not the first person to tell me that, though. I thought someone told me that the other day, and I was kind of like, I don't know about that. But I guess, I can double check on that, but I would be shocked if
I would be, too. And
it's supposed to be 100% capacity. So I was unaware that we were filling up the entire arena.
Well, and this might be that the all sessions passes are sold out. Maybe there's only a few of those, and then you can buy individually. In other words, the all session pass, in case people don't know, that basically gets you into every game. So it might be a situation. Maybe they only had a number of those, and they're sold out. Whatever the case, that's awesome, man. This is so fun. I mean, there's only four regions. And Illinois, yep. Peoria, that's an hour and a half away, has one of the regions and has House of Pain. This should be must-see for everybody. This is going to be so fun. Your first game is going to be on ESPN. Mike, we are so excited. And if you don't mind, maybe one more time before we get there, we may have you back on to kind of get us ready for that tournament, if that works for you.
Absolutely. Anytime I get the Piper text, I'm game.
I love it, man. And, of course, we just can't wait. We're excited of what you guys did last year. You've got us all as TBT fans. And now here we go, House of Pain coming back. Get your stuff at Game Day Spirit. They've got your House of Pain gear. They're ready to roll. Mike LaTulip, is always awesome to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Follow Mike on Twitter, @LaTulip_Mike. Again,
individual sessions still available.
Okay.
So you go session one, session two, you can purchase tickets.
Okay.
But the all sessions pass, those are like, I'm going to see it all. Those are gone.
Those are gone. Wow. All right. And of course, this goes from July 24th, which is a Saturday. Illinois plays that day, and then it goes through the Wednesday. So I think you said to me they'd play Saturday. If they won, they'd play Monday. And then probably if they won that, they would play Wednesday.
Yep.
Is my guess. So if you're an Illinois fan or wanting to get over there and see that, that would be July 4th through the 29th, I believe, in Peoria. Or is that 28th?
The 24th through the 28th.
28th. Once again, I can't add. It's that simple. All right. That's always fun to have Mike LaTulip on. It is great. What a great answer he had for LaRon Black. Because, LaRon didn't add much last year, but we knew that he was hurt. But what he just said, and probably even more importantly, in that COVID year where everybody just had to be together, probably even more importantly, LaRon Black was huge for that team last year.
And we want to see the same guy that we...
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Last year, junior year, he's averaged 20 a game.
Remember that little 12-footer?
Oh, automatic.
Automatic. So if we can get that back,
sure.
I'm all about it. I love LaRon Black. I just kind of want to see Coach LaTulip put to the pressure there of a tough question And he not only answered that well, he like literally, I left the press room.
Oh, he's got it down.
Oh, it's not even close. Like he, like at the end of that, he gave me the one little glare. And then he went, yeah, Pipes. And I just literally got up from the table wherever I was at, nodded at Kent Brown, and I got out. And I'm like, I just got schooled there. I'm out. All right, Luke.
No Ford. Popcorn on your way out, Ron.
Or Dasani water or Coke. Is that still the
still the
principles? Yeah. The staples. I love it, man. All right, when we come back, Luke Ford met with the media. I can't wait to hear this. For Luke Ford, you're going to kind of wrap the show up. I'm going to leave right now. I'm heading to Andrew's baseball game, but I'm going to be listening to Luke Ford and Derek Piper to close this thing out. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Piper's back. It is The Drive.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Urbana Park District has great ideas for friends or family to gather at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. Canoe and kayaks rent for $8 for a half an hour, $10 an hour. Life jackets are provided and required. Thursday through Sunday, now through August 8th, Crystal Lake Park in Urbana is open for rentals from noon to 7. Rent canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, and more, all at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. For details, call 217-367-1544 or visit urbanaparks.org. You belong here.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at Long's Automotive Repair.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampaign.com, sarahchampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
Next week on an all-new Law & Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
If you or your business needs a construction project taken from the design phase all the way through completion, there's only one name to call: Reliable Mechanical. Their diverse portfolio includes work at local schools, hotels, hospitals, and campus institutes. These are real reviews from happy customers. Reliable has always exceeded my expectations and is my first choice. The staff amazes me with their professionalism and response time. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 217-356-1841. Reliable Mechanical. Let them be reliable for you.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is taking orders now to get your project going by the end of summer. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
When it comes to your family and their safety, security is always at the top of the list. Having a trustworthy and reliable security system is one of those things you just can't afford to get wrong. Barcom Security understands the threats you face. Why? Because they're local and family-owned. No corporate phone messages, no long wait times, no miscommunications. Join the many Central Illinois residents who sleep soundly knowing they're protected by Barcom. Visit them today, barcomsecurity.com.
Barcom Security. Have a secure day.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Back here on The Drive, Derek Piper riding solo in the captain's seat. Lante on his way to a baseball game. Checking out Andrew. Man, that guy going from baseball Monday, hoops yesterday, and he's a talent. I know you're listening, Lon. That's why I said it. So great stuff from Mike Latulip. Look forward to the TBT coming up next month. That'll be fun. Speaking of not being too far away, 2 months away, Illini football, and we have some Luke Ford audio that we wanted to play. We haven't got a chance to have you guys check it out here on the show. So getting to Luke Ford, I'm going to pass it off to him, thinking week one, maybe a Gronk spike in the end zone. Let's hear what Luke Ford had to say. Here's your Illini football tight end, Luke Ford.
Luke, playing for Brett Bielema after originally committing to him. So what's that like, or what's this whole thing been like for you?
Just came full circle. I committed to him out of high school, and I was really excited to get there and be with him. I liked everything about him out of high school. And then, some things happened. I came back here, and now he's my coach again. It's just awesome to get work for him, and he's a great coach, great guy.
Luke, this offense, it looks like it's going to use the tight end a lot. Just how do you feel you fit into this offense, and what's it like being a part of it?
It's awesome to be part of this new offense, and we'll see if we do, because my first year at Georgia, I caught one ball, and then my second year playing football, I caught two. So if I really continue on that record, I can have potential to get four catches this year. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for it. I like this offense so far. So
how'd the spring game feel?
Spring game was fun. We went out there, and I felt like I was doing a lot of things that I've been in practice for the past couple of years. And it was good to get out there and show that what I have, and get out there. And we have a lot of stuff to work on as a team. But we're nowhere near where we want to be, but it was fun to play in a spring game, have fans out there for once too. That was nice.
Luke, obviously you like to have fun. You got a big personality and a lot of interests. Coach Bielema and Coach Miller, though, have talked about how they've seen a lot of maturity out of you, and they want to continue to see that. What's that been for you? Like, how have you focused on that, or what is maturity to you?
So first, when the staff comes in here, and I talk and I meet with Coach B, and I meet with my tight ends coach and offensive coordinator and stuff, but they pretty much just set out like you know, a bunch of guidelines. They said, hey, listen, you know, this is where you've been and you really, you know, you haven't done anything. And I was like, yeah, you know, I haven't done anything. I have had zero production and stuff. And they're like, if you want to be the best you can be, you need to just focus on, you know, your school, football, and just a lot of the other stuff out there. You just got to, you know, have a balance with it and really lock in. And this new staff comes in and I've never wanted to be at the facility more. Like, I've been here more, putting in more overtime than I ever have before and working harder than I ever have before. And it's all because the staff is so great and it makes me want to show up to the building, makes me want to work harder. And so, I mean, that's a great compliment to have from the coach for maturity and being more mature, but it's a lot to have to do with staff making me want to and making tons of other guys want to. So
why have you bought into that?
It's just because the way the coaches talk is like they have a clear goal and a path for everybody, and they think I have a potential to be pretty good. I mean, I think I did, but I haven't done anything, so who knows? But either way, they've set out a nice little goal and plan for me to work towards, and so it's a lot easier when you have a goal and plan in your head and you create goals for yourself. And I've been able to just lock in and focus on that and be ready for the season.
Hey, Luke, I know your family is very important to you. How many of them were at the spring game?
So at the spring game, I just had my mom, my dad, my brother. He's in the Navy. From what I hear, he's losing weight, so good for him. He's 6 weeks in or something like that, and so I'm proud of him. My first letter I got back from my brother was, you know, holy crap, you know, his first 6 weeks in 6 weeks in the Navy. So I won't see him for a little bit, but my mom and my dad were there, and that was really awesome to have my family there and have other people in the stands as well.
Where is he now? Part of the world.
He's at Rhode Island right now, and he's in school. Going through that right now. So I wish him the best. And, you know, he might look like a different person when he gets back. Who knows? We'll see.
The last thing, you sort of mentioned some things you need to work on. Give me one or two specific things that will really help you get over the hump.
Really just focusing on my craft, the tight end position, learning my, you know, alignment technique, execution, and then finishing. So I got certain things in the tight end position I need to do, and then I just, you know, keep buying in and learn the offense more and more because we have a whole new offense. So,
hey, good to see you, Luke. You know, I'm curious, man. You hear you're kind of joking around a little bit, like I haven't done anything, and maybe people who have had the path that you've had aren't really in the mood to joke about something like that at this stage in their college career. Like, when did it become kind of like, okay, it's all about the next page for me? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, I feel like I've been through a lot, and I know that, you know, there's certain things in life that you can't control, and life is not fair. Like, it's not fair. It doesn't treat everybody the same. But if you just learn to just, you know, you just have a good outlook on it and not feel like, oh, you know, poor me for certain things that have happened. And you just keep working hard and have a good outlook on it. Like, I'm able to laugh about it because, like, it's me and I can get over it. But I just try to keep, you know, a loose, or a stress-free kind of attitude about it. But also while maintaining, you know, hey, I need to go out there and I need to work hard and I need to lock in because this is not where I want to be. And I need to get better to reach my goals.
It sounds like in the way you've talked and the way they've talked, this staff believes in you. I mean, you said as much that they know the talent you have. What's it like to have guys in that building? I mean, Brett's believed in you for 5 years now, or you know, however long it's been since you committed. What's it like to have that in those guys who want to get you to the level that they think and you think you can be at?
It's awesome. It's really great to have the support from the coaches and stuff. But it's really just these coaches coming in and really pushing me to be the best me I can be. And Coach B says, you know, be the best you every day. That's one of his rules. And I wrote that up on my little whiteboard at home. And, you know, be the best me every day. What am I doing to get better each and every day? It's really this staff and the whole mantra that they have is really just, you know, yeah, you have to lock in, you have to work hard, you can have fun while doing it. But really it's just, you know, get your stuff done, get it right. And it's just like, it's the whole energy and how the staff came in behind me that just pushed me to work harder than I have before. But yeah.
And then if I could ask, last year was really heavy with daily COVID testing and really shrinking your circles. And what was it like for you to go through? I mean, that's a lot of commitment to do every day and then to maybe not have the opportunities or the production that you had. How did you balance all of that?
Last year was tough. It was hard because we had two fall camps. Like we had one fall camp, it got canceled halfway through. Then after that, we didn't know if we were going to play. Like there was 1 or 2 months we were just working out and practicing where it's like, you know, there's no end in sight. And then we found out we're going to have the season. So we're doing another fall camp and that's hard on our bodies. Everybody's doing that across the country and COVID testing every day. Like mentally it was exhausting last year, but all I know is that if I can make it through that year and go through all of that stuff that, you know, this year we'll be better for it and it'd be a lot easier, but It was definitely tough last year, but we got through it and, you know, hoping just make this year better and really just lock in for the season.
Hey, Luke, I got a non-football one. Last time we talked to you, you came out with your Tony Stark look. I'm just wondering if you caught up on WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier and what you thought of those.
Actually, I have. My dad called me up. And he was like, hey, I don't know if you heard of this WandaVision show, but he's like, the first two episodes, he's like, I don't know. Like, I know it's kind of a weird show, but he told me to watch it because after the first two episodes, it gets better and stuff. And I did watch it. It was pretty crazy. It kind of blew my mind. I'm kind of confused with, like, you know, Thanos snapped and everybody's gone. Now they're back. And it's like, you know, make up your mind, Marvel. Are they alive? Are they not? Like, but I don't know. It was a good show. I checked it out and I liked it.
Are you excited for where they're going in that direction? Or I guess, and then looking back, you know, what is your favorite one of those movies that you've seen? Just curious.
Favorite Marvel movie? I don't know, maybe Captain Marvel. No, I'm just kidding. Iron Man 1, of course. Like, that's Tony Stark in his peak, you know? It's, what is that, Stark Industries versus Hammer Tech or something like that? That's my favorite one right there. That's why, you know, you'd see the facial hair, try to shape it up.
Hey, Luke, good morning. You know, you've answered a lot of questions here about how much more work you put in your maturity, but and the struggles, I guess, you probably think you had last year. How do you define success for yourself going into the summer and then, of course, to fall training camp and then the season, of course?
That's an excellent question. To define success for myself, would probably have to be being the best I can be day in and day out, whether that's, putting a lot of effort into my schoolwork, coming into the building, not only getting good workouts in, but getting in good recovery, good nutrition. Because Coach B always preaches that, you know, it doesn't matter how hard you work, but you can't out-train a bad diet. And that's one of the sayings. So, you know, getting in, doing the work, but also doing the work here outside of that, getting my rest, my recovery, getting treatment, hot tub, cold tub, all of that. And so success for me would just be giving it my best every day and being the best I can be every day.
And then kind of on-field goals, do you have things outlined right now that you're hoping to accomplish by the end of the season?
On-field goals are just know my role and do my job and this offense.
Yeah, you've mentioned several times last year, and there was a struggle here. And then when you watch film of yourself from last season, what do you see that you needed to work on that you're going to work on this offseason?
I just see you got to get better. There's so much more I got to improve on. And with this new staff coming in, pretty much setting the standard for me, the tight end room, you know, there's a lot of things I got to clean up, and I'm learning so much more for, you know, my alignment, assignment, technique, execution, finish, like all five of those things that go into my position and every position for that matter. It's just, I have a lot to work on and I have a lot to prove.
The spring game gave us a sense this could be very tight end heavy. I saw, you know, Daniel Barker tweeted something like tight end you or whatever on one of your highlights and this and that. Do you guys talk like that? Do you guys talk like, hey, let's be this tandem, you know, we can lead this offense?
DJ, he's awesome. He's a great player, great guy. And me and him, we talk like, you know, we're just, like, whatever happens, happens. Like, our job is not to just go out there and just like, oh, we're like gonna like, we're expecting all these balls, all these catches, all these touchdowns. No. We're expecting to just do our job, know our role in the offense, and what happens from that, if it ends in production, if it doesn't matter. We're like, we're here for the team.
Luke, I'm curious what it was like to catch back up with Brett Bielema in person after committing to him out of high school, decommitting, and then circling back with him.
You know, Coach B, he's a great guy. It was a funny conversation, but he pretty much just came in and told me, like, listen, hey, this is where you are. This is where you could be. And you just got to lock in, focus on what's important and stuff like that. But it was a fun conversation.
What is it about him that, I mean, it sounds like he's got a pretty gravitating personality. I mean, people seem to enjoy their interactions with him. Why do you think that is?
Coach B, I mean, he's just like, it's something about like when he walks into a room, it's just like you can feel his presence. He's got a, you know, a loud voice. And when he talks, people listen. And it's just, he's got this persona that comes in and it's just like, hey, you know, you're here for business. You're here to work hard and we're going to get the best out of you. And it's just, he's such a, he's a good lead. He's a great leader. He's a great coach and he's a great person. So.
And my last thing is Ben Miller talked about, like, he doesn't really care about the stars or the awards or the confetti or what's it like to have him kind of setting the tone in that room. And it sounds like he's just win is really about all his goals are.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach Miller, he's a great coach, great guy. He obviously played the tight end position in the NFL. So it's awesome to learn from him and to hear his coaching and his perspective on, you know, how to get there and, you know, be an NFL tight end because he was there. But as far as the accolades go, you know, one of his sayings is, you know, like, I don't need to pat you on the back for every time you do your job. You're supposed to do your job. And you're supposed to do your job in this offense so that it lines up and sets up for someone else to have success or, you know, just for the offense to work as a whole.
Luke, I had one more quick one. You said you were kind of excited to get back to some normalcy, some fans in the stands. The one season you got to play here, you know, nobody was allowed in the stadium.
Yeah.
What was it like getting to actually, you know, play in front of some Illini fans for the first time, even though it was just at that spring game?
It was amazing. I love Illini Nation. And, I mean, we have some awesome fans. They're loud. You can hear them. I could hear my dad out there yelling. Like, we have some awesome fans. And I'm just really excited just to be out there. Have the Illini fans out there. Can't wait to, you know, just get in the stadium and have a packed house for the Nebraska game on August 28th.
There you have it. That was Luke Ford talking about fans in the stands in the not-too-distant future. Fans, myself, Lon, and the gang will all be out there checking them out against Nebraska to see Brett Bielema and crew. Real quick note on Brett Bielema. Picked up his 10th commit in the 2022 class today. Ian Pugh, a wide receiver, 6'4" out of Fenwick, had Power 5 offers from Iowa, Cincinnati, Indiana, and Kansas. He pledged his commitment to the Illini today. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. I'm sure we'll talk some baseball, previewing a big series for the Cubs as they go out to the Dodgers. I don't know if we'll talk Cardinals baseball. We're kind of trying to avoid that. You know what this music means? We got to go. Thanks again to Mike LaTulip for joining the show, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. This is The Drive.
Cardinals baseball is back. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals 2021 season is filled with great matchups, including the Cubs, Dodgers, Giants, Royals, and more. As usual, the promotion schedule is packed with jerseys, bobbleheads, and other great giveaways. There's something for everyone at Busch Stadium this summer. We can't wait to see you back at the ballpark. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly. Back by popular demand, the Yachty Tumbler returns to Busch Stadium on Friday, June 25th and Saturday, June 26th. Each of those dates, 15,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a stainless steel, power-coated tumbler featuring Yadier Molina.
Molina serves it into right center. There it is! Hit number 2,000!
That's Friday, June 25th, Saturday, June 26th. The Cardinals host the Pirates. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients,
in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
At AHW, we want to thank our customers for helping us win the 2020 Overall Preeminence in Precision Ag Award for the second year. We're proud to offer one of the most advanced precision farming technology teams in the nation, and the AHW Solution Center is always at the ready to keep your equipment working hard in the field. Thank you for your business and trust. AHW is always here when you need reliable agricultural solutions. Learn more about our precision ag solutions at AHWLLC.com.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. The Stars and Stripes mattress sale is going on now at Ashley Home Store. Get a king-size mattress for the price of a twin on select Ashley Sleep mattresses. Or get 0% interest for 7 years on select Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest Black mattresses, starting at $21 per month. Plus, receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card. Or get up to $300 in Ashley Cash. The best 4th of July mattress deals are only available at Ashley Home Store. This is home.
At Stevie J Broadcasting, we support local businesses like Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in Allerton, Dogtown Heating and Air, Fresh Coat Painting done right, and American Eagle Auto Glass, auto glass repair, auto glass replacement, and mobile windshield repair. Go to steviejay.com to learn more about our local partners and click on their links to their websites. Local partners from Stevie J Broadcasting.
Champaign County Freedom Celebration will have their fireworks on Sunday, the 4th of July at 9:15. Melrose Pyrotechnic will have a great show. The Facebook page is CCFC. And you can text Champaign County Freedom Celebration to get your donation in. The number's 44321. Support the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. For details on how to donate and the fireworks show or getting in on volunteering, the website is July4th.net.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Station has been hijacked by Pirate Radio.
Actually, this is just a radio ad for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
It's in the tension again, Dennis. Trust me. This is Pirate Radio, and we're taking over the airwaves for an important announcement from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hold on a second. Now, I'm an upset customer with a real problem. My dishwasher is leaking water, and I have about 8 kids.